Uhtred is my brother, Ragnar said, and you are welcome to kill him, Lord, but you must first kill me. Guthrum stepped back. This is no time for Dane to fight Dane, he said grudgingly, and sheathed his sword to show that I could live. I stepped across the street to find the man who had stolen serpent breath, wasp sting, and my armour, and he gave them to me without protest. Guthrum's men were mounting their horses. What's happening? I asked Ragnar. What do you think? He asked truculently. I think you're breaking the truce. We did not come this far, he said, to march away like beaten dogs. He watched as I buckled Serpent Breath's belt. Come with us, he said. Come with you where? To take Wessex, of course. I do not deny that there was a tug on my heartstrings, a temptation to join the wild Danes in their romp across Wessex. But the tug was easily resisted. I have a wife, I told him, and a child. He grimaced. Alfred has trapped you, Uhtred. No, I said. The spinners did that. Urdhor, Verdandi, and Skuld, the three women who spin our threads at the foot of Yggdrasil, had decided my fate. Destiny is all. I shall go to my woman, I said. But not yet, Ragnar said with a half smile. And he took me to the river, where a small boat carried us to where the newly launched Wind Viper was anchored. A half crew was already aboard, as was Breda, who gave me a breakfast of bread and ale. At first light, when there was just enough grey in the sky to reveal the glistening mud of the river's banks, Ragnar ordered the anchor raised, and we drifted downstream on current and tide, gliding past the dark shapes of other Danish ships, until we came to a reach wide enough to turn Wind Viper, and there the oars were fitted, men tugged, and she swiveled gracefully, both oar banks began to pull, and she shot out into the pool where most of the Danish fleet rode at anchor. We did not go far, just to the barren shore of a big island that sits in the centre of the pool, a place of squirrels, seabirds and foxes. Ragnar let the ship glide toward the shore, and when her prow touched the beach, he embraced me. You are free, he said. Thank you, I said fervently, remembering those bloodied corpses by Werham's nunnery. He held on to my shoulders. You and I, he said, are tied as brothers. Don't forget that. Now go! I splashed through the shallows as the Wind Viper, a ghostly grey in the dawn, backed away. Breda called a farewell. I heard the oars bite, and the ship was gone. That island was a forbidding place. Fishermen and fowlers had lived there once, and an anchorite, a monk who lives by himself, had occupied a hollow tree in the island's centre. But the coming of the Danes had driven them all away, and the remnants of the fishermen's houses were nothing but charred timbers on blackened ground. I had the island to myself, and it was from its shore that I watched the vast Danish fleet row toward the pool's entrance, though they stopped there rather than go to sea, because the wind, already brisk, had freshened even more, and now it was a half-gale blowing from the south, and the breakers were shattering wild and white above the spit of the sand that protected their new anchorage. The Danish fleet had moved there, I surmised, because to stay in the river would have exposed their crews to the West Saxon bowmen, who would be among the troops reoccupying Wareham. Guthrum had led his horsemen out of Wareham, that much was obvious, and all the Danes who had remained in the town were now crammed onto the ships, where they waited for the weather to calm so they could sail away. But to where, I had no idea. All day that south wind blew, getting harder and bringing a slashing rain, and I became bored of watching the Danish fleet fret at its anchors, and so I explored the island's shore, and found the remnants of a small boat half hidden in a thicket, and I hauled the wreck down to the water, and discovered it floated well enough, and the wind would take me away from the Danes. And so I waited for the tide to turn, and then, half swamped in the broken craft, I floated free.